You fry eggs in the morning, you fry them in a
skillet?
That was on the questionnaire, too. You don't use spider for this?
Well, some people call them spiders, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But yours is a skillet, okay? And they used to cook up some soap out back in a great big
kettle.
Kettle. And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you go out back, and say you have some flowers growing. And you want them inside, so you go out and the flowers. Go out and
cut flowers.
Cut the flowers. And you bring them inside and you put them in a pretty
vase.
But that was a rubber plant or whatever it is in a what? There. It's not a, would you call that a vase?
No, that's a tainted jar either, yes. Flower pot.
And after the meal's over, the wife says, well, I guess I'll have to
wash the dishes.
How would you say that again? She'll have to
wash the dishes.
Okay. And then they've got soap on them, so she turns on the water and she turns on the water. You might say, first she washes the dishes and then she
rinses them.
And what's the piece of, then after she rinses them, she has to do what to them?
Dry them.
Mm-hmm. And the piece of material that you'd use to dry them with would be a
dishcloth.
And to wash them, the piece of cloth you'd use would be a
washcloth.
And to wash your face, you'd use a
wash your hair.
And to dry your face, you'd use a
towel.
Okay. And you want to turn on the water, you want the water to come on, you turn on the
faucet.
And suppose you had a jug of, a barrel rather, of cider, and you wanted to get some out, you turn on the
spigot.
And suppose you wanted to water your lawn outside, you'd hook up your hose to the
hydrant.
And what are the fire department comes out, the house is on fire around here, and they hook up their hose to a
that's a water hydrant.
And you have some liquid you want to pour in a bottle, but the bottle has a narrow opening, so you use a
funnel.
And you want to make the horse go a little faster, you use your
whip.
And you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. The man's have to put them in a paper
bag.
It wouldn't be a cloth bag, it'd be a
paper.
That'd be a paper bag. What'd you say, paper bag or paper?
Paper bag.
Paper bag. Mm-hmm. And if you had a cloth bag, say 50 pounds of flour, it would be in a, would you say a cloth?
Well, they used to have them in cloth, but they don't.